Blog Talk Radio.
Rip the ones and twos with the hottest new joints. It's the one Accord DJs. You know who it is. It's DJ Jesus Beats on the ones and twos, giving you that straight ministry heat.
We can be more.
like a sixth grader, that's for sure. Do you wanna be my wife? Check yes or no. It's hard to stay pure in a dirty world. Everybody wants them a little dirty girl. They can suck the pigs for a quick referral. They looking for the shells when they have a pearl. You can be Coretta, I could be a king. We can get together, we can dream, dream. I can be the Rams, you can be Justine. We can walk this way or we can run as a team. And you ain't got a one day in your mind. God's on our side, see the ribbon in the sky. Now tell them jokers bye-bye. You found real love, Mary J. Blige. If you know love is more than a ring, grab your lady by the hand, it should make you one thing. Girl, you know I love you so much. That's what marriage is. Make love, not war, like a terrorist. My Playboy past is so embarrassing, but your love got me going crazy, call a therapist. Yeah, girl, you know it's a problem when you got me stealing lines from the Song of Solomon. Yeah, you got a classy appeal, but y'all so fine, I just gotta keep it real. I know beauty is a lie, peacock may try, they don't know you fly. Yeah, now go ahead and touch the sky, and bring my heart back when it's time to swing by. Yeah. Clap, you make a brother wanna sing. Step, you make a brother wanna sing. We can be more, lady, we can be more. We can be more, lady, we can be more. Now look that lady in the eye. Yeah, now look that lady in the eye. Tell her, you can be more, lady, we can be more. We can be more, lady, we can be more. Tell her, you can be more, lady, we can be more. We can more, more, we can be more. Tell her, you can be more, lady, we can be more. We can be more, lady, we can be more.
Jesus Beats on the ones and twos, mixing in a hot track from Lecrae, Deep Freak, Dima, Mary Mary, 2103, Blaine, and many more.
DJ Jesus Beats keep you blazing with the music. The most high, holy ghost writer, to compose rhymes, seeing got a sign, got a cloud on my mind, I'm illuminated, opening my eyes, now the spirit showing me the word is alive, I was so low, now I'm so high, regenerated mind telling me that I'm alive, and it's working, yeah, so certain, confident he created me for a purpose, somewhere in between the jeans that y'all jerking, and the khakis that gangsters working, no purpose, service, so worthless, I catch real contact when I'm working. Ha ha, from the Triple A face up. I promise you, fellas, got my face up.
Bread on low, face on high. Turn the trouble up, face on high. Get my bread on low, face on high. Turn the trouble up, face on high. Get my bread on low, face on high. Hold my people in the building, get your hands up high. Get them high.
Behind my bars like an inmate, and I promise I do the things that my pen say. God sensei, I'm in the dojo. I'm cranked up like I'm popping no dough, no dough. Homie, don't sleep. World full of them sheep with a sharp teeth. Don't start me on that lighter fluid, fire ruin. See me shining from a mile or two. Do it subtly, ain't even muffle me. Moses off the mountaintop, you better cover me. Try to smother me, I crank it up some more. Love, joy, peace, that's what I'm banking on. Turn up. No, I can't stop. This is rock music. Yeah, I rock the ride. I don't need a buzz. I don't need a shot. Already shy. I think I see the
top. Put my bread on low, face on high. Turn the trouble up, face on high. Get my bread on low, face on high. Turn the trouble up, face on high. Get my bread on low, face on high. Hold my people in the building, get your hands up high. Get them high.
I can purchase by the blind, homie, I can show you change. Back in the day, I saw a girl, I max. Try to get those digits, call her later, I chat. I rehab now, got my eyes on the throne. Whenever I talk to the Lord, I fall. Yeah, face on high. He gotta stand up for his word, no lie. This is detox rhyming. Only pride we love is a pride full of lions. They can't stop it shining, so amazing. The sun rose for some daylight saving. He saved us from the beef on Easter. They built a damn nation like a beaver. All men fall short like Keebler's Elf, Gary Coleman, Webster, Lil Caesar.
Get my bread on low, face on high. Turn the trouble up, race on high.
prayers in my mouth, cause the Lord's been good to me.
Good to me.
He didn't have to wake me up this morning, could have died in my sleep.
Died in my sleep.
I was bound by sin, but he's given me the victory.
Victory.
And I'm glad that I'm free. I'm not just a Sunday morning Christian, I praise him every day.
Praise him every day.
The ransom that he gave for my life is a debt that I can't repay.
I can't repay.
I've been redeemed by the blood, that's why I live holy.
Live holy.
And even if the enemy tries, he's never ever gonna stop me.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my day.
Everybody's still amazed, the big gal has yet to fall off.
Yet to fall off.
That's because before I started walking in my ministry, I counted up the cost.
Counted up the cost.
Every ounce of knowledge that I gained before I knew the Lord, I count as lost.
Count as lost.
I submit to his will. He's my boss.
He's my boss.
He's my rock.
My rock.
My soul.
My soul.
My shield.
Don't matter what the haters say, I gotta keep it real.
Keep
in the valley, and I'm showing up best on the hill.
Best on the hill.
To bring glory to the Lord is the reason why I live.
Lord, we give you praise.
I will praise you for the rest of my day.
This is my lifestyle.
It is not a phase.
Days. You can catch me with my hands up like I'm doing the wave. I'm so lost in his love. I've been filled by a spirit like a hand in a glove.
That means that he is on the inside. Rivers of living water pouring on the outside. This is not a phase, man, it's a lifestyle. Surrender or take your walk down the green mile.
Been anchored in the Lord, so I got a grip. If you need the living waters, go on, take a sip. While the water's being troubled, better take a dip. Because I'm next in line, and you might just skip. I'm blessed from my head to my toes. Flip that from my J's back up to my bro. I'm a child of the king, so it ain't no doubt. I got a praise on the inside, I gotta let it out.
Lord, we give you praise.
Lord, we give you praise.
And I will praise you for the rest of my day.
This is
can know the joy you have in saving men through your sacrifice.
What joy brings.
And who can comprehend you being three and one or your timelessness?
Yeah.
So it's obvious to say you are where life began and where death ends.
You're the air that I breathe,
air that
and
I
the life within me.
I know.
You're so amazing.
From the blue ocean tide,
the stars in the sky.
Measure the power of your hands or the wonders of
beyond our imagination,
or understand the existence of the earth below or the sky above.
For who has the answer for the understanding
that we have in our hearts? And by you all things were made to be, and to be for you.
You're the air that I breathe,
air that
and
I
the
breathe.
Life within me.
I know.
You're so amazing.
From the blue ocean tides to the stars in the sky, it's true.
Things were created by you, things in heaven and things in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers, all things were created by you and for you.
Than your thighs, my sister. Jesus, he can help you change, sister. Feeling ashamed to call on his name, sister. He heals the sick and he walks the lame, sister. Today is your best day, now do your thing, sister.
I've been broken 100 degrees. She don't need nobody to co-sign. She's fine. She signs dotted lines all on her own. Never conceited, but a lady's how she's treated, cause she demands respect, cause yep, she's grown. Ain't in the Barbie dog, ain't in the child's play, ain't in the game of dudes, just a cop of pay, yay. Cats trying to win them shop, bodies never on display. Keeps it on lock, under wrap to the wedding day. Lay away, how nah, only prepay. Similar to Metro way, nothing like eBay. Her soul ain't for sale to the highest bidder. She sold out to Christ, that's my sister.
That's not her figure, she's living out scripture. I know you see her when she walk through the mall, clothed in the king cause he's covering her flaws. She stay fly, walking in a purpose, a pair of Alex McQueens for walking in a purpose. And you can't make her feel worthless, identity in Christ so she knows where her worth is. And you ain't gotta shake it in the videos, I know that's the norm but you ain't that typical. Matter of fact, your character's too critical, so cut the flesh away like cuticles.
you are. Wanna flow within your stars. Want you to know that I am sorry for the things I've done to hurt you. Time and time again, I hurt you. I didn't mean to friend. You're my everything. You're my everything. You're the king of kings. Reason why I sing. Reason why I breathe. You are the world to me. My soul all the time. Keep you in the middle, cause your grace is so divine. Just like the boom from the beat when I ride, swerving to the side.
I wanna thank you sincerely. Wanna give you praises yearly. And not like resolutions where we forget why we made them. I'm tired of myself and getting stuck in this mayhem. I wanna find a peaceful place where I can just trade them. My sorrows and my problems for your word and your glory. For your grace and your love and your beautiful story.
Yeah, I know you put your angels in the place that I need them. Sometimes I feel I'm breathing and I wish I could see them. And when the rain falls, I find myself crying. I get tears on the earth. I think about my world. And why do you love me? And why do you care? I'm so glad that you'll always be there, Lord.
Jesus, you are my world. And I can't help but sit and cry. Cause you give me everything. Cause you give me something. You lift me when I'm down. You are my world.
I just wanna see through your eyes. Wanna walk right by your side. I want you to know that I am right here. If you need the Lord, just send me anywhere I'll go. Just send me. You're my heart for sure. You're my everything. You're my everything.
Today, you are now tuned in this morning to the Voices of the Nations, rocking it live on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for that great music mix coming from my great brother here in the States in South Carolina, DJ Jesus Beats. Yes, we thank God for that great different mixture of different artists. And we just want to say God bless you, DJ Jesus Beats, on this morning. And we just thank God for your life. And also we just thank God for all of you that are listening in and all over from all over the world, those of you that are listening in Africa. We want to give a shout out to all of you today in Tanzania, to all of you in Uganda, to all of you that are in Kenya, to all of you that are in Zambia, Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, Liberia, Togo. We want to say God bless to you. Those that's in Malawi, we want to say God bless to you. Ethiopia, we want to say God bless to Mexico. Yes, in Mexico, we want to say God bless to India, Pakistan, Switzerland, Hong Kong, the Philippines, Russia, Brazil, Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados. We want to, these are all the places that a lot of people are listening in from. And we just thank God here in the United States of America, in the cities and the states, we want to say God bless you as well. Croatia sends their loves to you. Serbia does as well. And we just thank the Lord for the UK this morning, for those that's in Italy this morning, Germany. We want to say God bless to you this morning. We have a very great program that is coming to you right now. We thank the Lord for on last night. Oh, my God, last night. My God, we had a fiery time. We played music from the different artists. We heard the preaching clips of Dietrich Hatton preaching a powerful message. We had Pastor Chris there in Africa. We heard links of his prayers, and we heard different links from Bishop G. Patterson, the late Bishop G. Patterson. And I'm telling you, it was just on fire on last night, and we plan on bringing that same flame this morning. We started it off with our mix, and now we're going to go into Nigeria. You're going to hear a couple of music from our brother Joe Praise. Yes, there in Nigeria. Joe Praise, we want to say God bless you, brother. We love you. And also we have some clippings of Bishop Duncan Williams. Yes, a lot of y'all know him. Clippings of him when he was on TVN with Bishop. I think it was Bishop. Let me see. My memory is... Bishop John Francis. I'm telling you, I still get a lot of people saying how that is just so powerful. But we have, y'all have to excuse my voice, I am like hoarse here. But we have clippings of him, Apostle Richard D. Hinton, that you're going to hear. We have music coming from Dion Kipping and just more. Sonny Badu, we didn't get a chance to get to him, but we planning on getting to him this morning and more music. And so we just thank God. We thank God for all you all that are listening in right now. God bless you. Those of you that are listening in through the Twitter, Facebook, laptop, whatever, we just want to say God bless you on this morning. And we pray that those of you that are listening in right now, that something will break for you today. I'm serious, spiritually, naturally, something great, that there will be an outbreak today. And we just thank God. We thank God for his many, many blessings. We thank the Lord for what he is doing and how he's moving in this hour. We thank him for miracles. We thank him for the signs, and we thank him for the wonders. Yes, we do. We thank the Lord for divine connection. And right now, I want to do a brief prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for waking us up in our right minds, Lord. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, we thank you no matter what we're going through, but we thank you for life that we were able to open up our eyes today. Somebody has not opened up their eyes. Somebody is not breathing right now. Someone is laying on a cold table with a tag on their feet right now. Family members are grieving. But, Lord, we thank you that our families, that our friends are not grieving. We thank you for life today. We thank you for breath in our bodies. We thank you for the warm blood that is streaming now through our veins. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. We give you all the honor and glory. And, Lord, I ask now that as we go into this broadcast, oh, God, that your power, that your fire will fall heavy today. Someone's heart is heavy. Someone needs to hear a word from you. Someone needs a touch, God. Someone needs to be encouraged. Someone needs to feel your love. Someone needs to know that through it all, that you are there, Lord, that through it all, that as your word says, you will never leave us and you will never forsake us. Someone needs to be reassured right now of that word. God, we thank you and we praise you for the overflow, for the greatness being upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us, that it shall not prosper, God. We thank you for the angels even now being around us, being around our families. And we loose those angels right now, Lord, to go in the schools right now, in all the countries, in all the cities, in the states, God, right now. A lot of schools are going through drama, oh God. But, oh God, you are the drama stopper in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, hallelujah, for moving by your spirit in those schools, Lord. We plead the blood right now over our children from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. We plead the blood over every principal, every teacher, every dean on today, every security officer in those schools, Lord, on every floor, in the name of Jesus, above, on top of the schools, under the bottom of the schools, oh God, we plead the blood right now. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We lift your name on high. We lift up those that are down and depressed this morning, Lord. Lift their spirits. Those that are grieving, lift their spirits. And we lift up our president, oh God. We ask that you will have your way in his life. In the name of Jesus, it don't matter what people's seeing and what they're saying, but God, you are over him. Hallelujah, because he is breathing because of you today. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your hand. He has climbed back into office again for another 4 years because, God, you have moved. Hallelujah. Nothing comes by surprising you. You already know what goes on. You know what's going on day to day and night to night. You even know what's going on in the next minute, the next hour, even though we don't know, but you know. And God, we give you praise for that. You are our almighty King. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you the honor, Lord. We blow you kisses, oh God, and we give you hugs right now because you deserve our love, Lord. As you have given and given and given your love, even when we don't deserve it, oh God. Lord, we just say we praise your name. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We lift up the artists around the world, the ministers. Glory to God, Lord. We ask that you will have your way in their life, that every need will be met in the ministries, in their families, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, those ministers that want to give up, those ministries that want to shut down, God, we ask that you will blow your wind up on them and let them know that they cannot stop, that you have brought them this far, and you have not brought them this far to leave them. You will never leave them, oh God. But Lord, we thank you that your hand is upon them even now, God. We thank you for your wonderful surprises. You are doing something right now. We thank you for the great shift that's taking place, your movement that is moving right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. We thank you for your wonderful surprises that you have just specially gift-wrapped for us all coming from the heavens. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every problem, every storm, everything that we are going through, Lord. We thank you that it's coming to an end, that the sun is shining, oh God, that happiness shall reign, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not give up. We will not give in by the tricks and schemes of the enemy, but we are winners, God, that the enemy, oh, God, can't do anything to us, oh, God, because we are covered, oh, God. You have us in your arms. You are holding us now, and we thank you, Lord, that your breath is breathing upon us now from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you that peace is falling now in our spirit. Right now where there is trouble, oh, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you the honor. Have your way today, Lord, not my way. Oh, God, I can sit here all day and post up and say what artist music I'm going to play and what I'm going to do. But, God, you are the head over this program. You have given this platform for us all to be heard amongst the nations. Lord, I surrender myself to you today to say use me. Hallelujah. Use your angel of melody right now. Hallelujah. For that's the name that you have called me, Lord. That's the name that you have called this ministry. And I'm asking, God, that you have your way, that you use me on today, even though my voice may be hoarse right now. But, God, speak through me. Speak through these hands. Speak through this medium, this music, and in these preaching messages that people are going to hear all over the world, Lord. Have your way like never before, oh, God, on these airwaves, oh, God. And I lift up everyone that is listening to you right now in all the countries, cities, and states, and I ask, God, that your fire will fall like never before. Hallelujah. Do something new on today, Lord. Give somebody a miracle. Give somebody to stop gossiping and give them a testimony to talk about how good you are, how great thou art. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for the overflow. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the breaking forth. We thank you for the peace and joy. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I know what I posted up, and I know what we said we was going to listen to. But if I don't get to your music today, I'm not going to apologize, because I'm being led of the Lord. He's leading and guiding me. And a lot of y'all music play day to day and night to night, and it will always remain playing. But we're here to do what God says do. And I can't follow by what flesh wants to do, but I have to follow what the Spirit of the Lord tells me to do. Because somebody out there today need a word. Somebody need to hear prayer. My God, and I do speak the word of Christ, and I do pray. But I also love to share links of our brothers and sisters out there that are ministers as well. Something they may say will do something in you today. And we just thank the Lord for that. And so right now, starting us off in this great mood right now is our dear brother in Nigeria, Joe Praise. And we thank God for him. We're going to hear a song called Presence. I love that song. It really gets me in the presence of the Lord. Oh, my God. And definitely the presence of the Lord is here. Yes, he is. And all you have to do is lift up your eyes toward heaven and say, Lord, rain on me. Breathe on me. Oh, yes. We thank the Lord. So right now we're going to hear our brother Joe Praise. God bless you, brother. And we're going to hear Presence. And right after Presence, we're going to hear Victory by our brother. How many know that we do have the victory? The devil is defeated. But we have the victory, amen, on today. We are victorious. Yes, we are. And I thank God. Oh, my God. All right, we're going to get started. Here is Joe Praise in the presence. And then after that, the victory. Right after that, we'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's give it up for Jesus as we make work. Don't praise.
All right. We thank God. I'm telling you, that was awesome. That was our dear brother Joel Praise there in Nigeria. And we thank God for the song Presence. And then that song there was Victory. And once again, we want to say God bless you, Joel Praise. We love you very much. And next, you're going to hear a clipping of Bishop Duncan Williams. A lot of you know Bishop Duncan Williams. With Bishop John Francis, they were back on TVN. And I'm telling you, this was such a powerful, powerful time. Just take a listen, and we'll be right back.
You know, some people write books on prayer, but some people know about prayer. Because prayer is more than writing a book. It's a lifestyle. Listen to me. He is the Archbishop Overseer of Christian in Action Faith Ministries. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. From Ghana, Archbishop Duncan, Nicholas Duncan Williams. Come on, give God praise to him. Hallelujah. Amen. Man of God, I'm so honored to have you again tonight. I praise God for your life and what God is doing in your life and how he's using you. Let me just start, because there's some people tuning in tonight probably don't know you. Tell them just a quick synopsis about who Bishop Duncan Williams is.
Bishop Duncan Williams is from Ghana, West Africa. I've been ministering for 30 years.
Wow.
Across the nations of the world. And one of my greatest passions is to take prayer to the body of Christ, to the nations of our world, and to tell the body of Christ that prayer is a place of divine advantage over your adversary.
Mm.
When you get to the place of prayer, you can survive anything.
Yeah.
You can handle anything. Prayer gives you advantage over the accuser. Prayer connects you to heaven.
Mm.
It allows you to go past your flesh.
Yes.
It allows you to go past intellect, argument and reasoning, and to shut down the flesh and to invoke the supernatural powers of heaven to come on bear on situations. So I've seen so many miracles and things change and happen. I've survived hell and high water. I've proved a lot of people wrong and their predictions and prophecy wrong. When they said I wasn't going to make it, I bow my knees. And I believe that he who bows his knees before Elohim can stand and face anything.
You have a powerful mantle on you for prayer. Also, I know you've prophesied things to governmental people,
mm-hmm.
people in power.
Mm-hmm.
You've declared who was going to be in power.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such a great insight on your life. Tell them a little bit about that, especially when you prophesied in Africa.
The prophetic is... it's very powerful.
Yeah.
I'm one of those who believe that without the prophetic, the church is in big trouble.
Yeah.
Because all the kings of the Bible rule with prophets by their side.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul had a prophet always traveling with him. The prophetic gives you advanced knowledge.
Mm.
It gives you divine intelligence. The other day, Jesus said to his disciples, he was in prayer, and he perceived by laser discernment that there were people confusing his disciples, speaking lies into them about who he truly was.
Mm.
And there will always be whisperings going on behind the scenes about who we truly are. And there were whisperings going on by people in town about who Jesus truly was. And Jesus said to his disciples, what are they telling you?
Mm.
What are you hearing about me? Who do they say that I am?
Mm.
They're trying to confuse you. And they said, yeah, they're doing that. Some say you are John the Baptist, and others say you are Elijah and Jeremiah, one of the old prophets. Jesus said, okay, that is public perception of who I am. You can't define me by what people are saying.
Mm.
You gotta go past natural intelligence.
Yes.
You need divine intelligence here. So Jesus said, you have been with me. You've seen me raise the dead, walk on the sea, perform miracles. What is your personal perception of who I am? The Bible said, and everyone went quiet. And suddenly, Peter tap into divine intelligence. He switched from the natural to the supernatural.
Yes.
And he bought into the mind of God and downloaded divine intelligence from heaven to earth and said, you know what? I know who you are. And Jesus kept quiet and said, tell me. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, Peter, flesh and blood
Didn't reveal it.
Didn't reveal this. So he said, Peter, you are blessed because anytime you hear from God, it gives you advantage over the natural man.
Yes.
So he said, you are blessed. Blessed are thou because you heard from God. Then something tremendous here happened.
Go ahead,
when Jesus said flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, it means that you can walk with God, but as long as you walk with God in the flesh, there are things you will never know about yourself and about others as long as you live.
Yes, yes.
Watch this. Watch this, man of God.
Yes.
The Bible said that, and Jacob was all alone. His family and everybody has gone ahead of him. And the Bible said, at that time when he was all alone by himself, a man wrestled him.
Yes.
And God said, I've been waiting for this opportunity for a long time. And I want to tell somebody right now, if you feel all alone, if you feel forsaken, rejected, lonely, like nobody's with you, let me tell you something. Loneliness is not the absence of people. It is the absence of direction.
Say that again. Say that again. That's good.
Loneliness is not the absence of people.
Yes.
It's the absence of direction.
Wow.
And sometimes God cuts everything back. Cuts people and removes people out of our life.
Yes.
Because he wants our undivided attention. And the Bible said an angel of the Lord wrestled all night long with Jacob. And by the break of the morning, the angel was about to change shift for another angel to come. So he said, I got to go. And Jacob said, no way. You ain't going nowhere till you bless me. Now, Jacob was blessed. At this time, he had come with two portions.
Yes.
But he realized that there was another dimension in the blessing of God that he hadn't tapped into. And he said, you got to give me that thing which I don't have. And the angel said, we don't just confer blessings on anybody. We need your identity. Give me your social security number. Who are you? What is your name? And he said, my name is Jacob. And he said, okay, let me check it out. So he tapped into the computer with his social security number. And he came out. Your name is not Jacob. In the computer of heaven, we don't have any records about Jacob. The record in heaven is Israel. So Jacob was an imposition. Your true name is Israel. And that was where the nation of Israel came out of. Now, Jacob had to wrestle with an angel to reveal his true identity. Jacob would have died and gone to the grave with the name Jacob, and he would have never known that his true identity was Israel. So revelation is a result of wrestling with God.
Listen, I want you to go back there. I want you to go back. Revelation comes when you wrestle with God.
You wrestle with God.
Now, bring us through the process of wrestling with God.
Wrestling with God is when you allow God has to break you. You see, it was at the breaking point.
Yes.
He had to break his flesh. He had to break some attitude. He had to break some habit. God had to break him at the place of strength to take him out of. The Bible said it is not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit. So revelation is when it goes past your reason, your argument, your human intelligence, where human comprehension and reasoning cannot apprehend it. It's something that beats your intelligence. It brings you to a point of total and absolute surrender and submission to a higher insight and to a higher knowledge and to a higher intelligence. And when Jacob tapped into that revelation, he came back leaping. And sometimes God has to cause an imbalance in the natural so that we don't depend on the natural but on the supernatural. Because as long as we are all right in the natural, as long as we depend on the natural and everything is okay in the natural, we tend not to depend on God.
Yes.
So God has to cause an imbalance, an instability, a discomfort in the natural so you don't lean on the natural anymore.
Yes.
But you lean on the everlasting arm.
My God.
Of Elohim. And Jesus said one thing, Bishop, he said, unto you, to none of the apostles was the keys given, but Peter.
Yes.
He said, Peter, because you just access divine intelligence, you just went up to the throne room of God, and because of this access you have to God, he said, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now there are 12 gates in heaven. He said, I'm giving you keys that you can access any gate, you can enter anywhere in heaven. But watch this, he said, and because of the keys, whatsoever you buy
soever
on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Now, Bishop, that is dealing with prophetic and governmental intercession. What it means is you just don't go about binding things. But this is what it means. It means that because you've heard from God, from the Father, you then have access to know the decision of the Parliament of Heaven concerning events, circumstances, churches on the earth. And you will then declare what is already declared in heaven on the earth. And it shall be so. So you don't go around just binding and losing things. So when I hear from heaven, and I enforce what I hear from heaven, keys stand for revelation and access.
Yes.
So by those keys, it gives me access to heaven, and it allows me to hear what the Father is saying. And when I hear what the Father is saying, and I declare it on earth, I have all the backing of heaven. I declared recently in one African country about a man, 2.5 years ago, I was flying with him. British Airways. He sat next to me, and I walked up to him. He was a minister of state, and I said, "You'll be the next president of your country." And I said, "There will be a lot of wrestling and warfare, but God said at the end, you shall prevail."
Mm.
3 weeks ago, he came to a church in Africa. I attended, and he told all the people, about 10,000 people. He said, "The Archbishop told me 2.5 years ago that I will be president, but it will be war." And he said, "It was war, but I won." And the only reason why I could do that was because at that altitude, I pray good when I fly at those higher altitudes, because I'm away from everything, and I'm above every man don't like me.
Yeah.
I'm above your head. I'm out there, and I can easily tap. But the key here is our ability to hear from God and to hear from heaven is where the key is. The Bible says, "Have thou understood or known the ordinances of heaven?" In the book of Job, that thou mayest set the order or the rule on earth. And he talks about the sweet influences of Arturos, Orion, Zodiacs, and he talks about Mazaroth. The key here, which people don't understand, he said, "Have thou commanded the morning since thy day?" And people don't get it. What it means is, if you understand the ordinances of what heaven has declared concerning issues and events on the earth, then you can have rule on the earth.
Yes.
So prayer is not prayer until you hear what heaven is saying over the situation.
See.
Because when you hear what heaven is saying about the situation, Bishop, you can handle anything. Because what heaven says is the outcome of the situation.
Yes.
I was dealing with a child recently in Orlando, Christmas time. I was in Orlando, and I was called to a situation of a child dying of leukemia, cancer, at Orlando Hospital. The leukemia has taken 80% of her body. She was in coma. She was on life support machine.
Right.
The father and the mother said to me, they took me aside and they said, "The doctor said there's nothing we can do. We need your counsel to give them permission to remove the life support." I said, "No, it is not in your power to do that. It's in God's hands." So they said, "What do we do?" I said, "Don't do that. Don't remove the life support. Let's pray and reverse this situation right now."
Yeah.
We went into prayer and we prayed and we sent some other people to go as a reinforcement. Do you know that the child came out of the coma, went up the life support, the leukemia and everything reduced. The child is walking discharged right now.
I'm
talking to you. You know what the key was? Here was the key. I didn't just say the Bible said. I listened to the man inside, the spirit.
Yeah.
And the spirit said to me, "Tell them not to remove the life support." And they looked at me some way, because in the natural, there was no hope.
Yeah.
But the spirit gave me insight, divine intelligence. And I said, "Don't remove the life support. Let us pray." So the outcome was that if we don't remove the life support and we follow the spirit, the outcome is that the child was going to make it. The doctor said they can't explain it. They don't understand how this could happen. That is what happened when we hear from God. And that's why I wrote this book, Praying Through the Promises of God.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. That's an incredible book. Because some people don't know that when we pray, we got to pray based upon what God has spoken over our life.
As
you clearly said, download. Talk a little bit about that, because I think people are just praying without understanding.
There are two. You see, in the beginning, the Bible said the earth was out of shape and the spirit moved.
Yes.
And then God spoke. Jesus, for 30 years, walked on the earth. He said, "My time has not yet come," until the Spirit came. We need a balance. We need a marriage between the Word and the Spirit. Now, what is happening is everybody's just running with the written Word. But we got to come to a place where we allow the Spirit to guide us into the word.
Right.
Because without the Spirit, we don't even know what to say. We don't even know what word to use. Jesus, when the Spirit came,
yes,
and Jesus was tempted, it was the Spirit that led him to the Scriptures.
Yes.
And he said, it is written, it is written, it is written. That was an utterance from the Spirit. And that's why Jesus said, tarry till you receive the Spirit. And then he said, when the Spirit comes, he will reveal things to come. So without the Holy Ghost, we cannot apply the word effectively.
Yes.
Now watch this. When the word of God comes, prophecy is God's original intent of his advanced knowledge. So this is what happened. The devil don't know the plan of God for our lives until he's prophesied.
Yes.
As soon as the prophecy comes, the devil has insight into divine intelligence. He will throw everything at you to stop you because he now knows God's intention.
Yes.
That's why there was a decree in Egypt to kill the male seed of all the Hebrew children because of the promise of the deliverer.
Yes.
That's why Herod gave a command to annihilate all children under the age of two because of the prophecy of Jesus.
Yes.
So whenever prophecy comes, we need to contend for that prophecy.
So that's why when somebody prophesies over your life, all hell breaks loose.
Of course. It's dangerous because prophecy now reveals.
Yeah.
It's telling you. Now watch this. One of the reasons why prophecy also comes is because God knows what is going to what is ahead of you.
Yeah.
So when prophecy comes, God is assuring you. The reason why Jesus was sleeping in the midst of the storm was because he had advanced knowledge. He knew the outcome, that at the other side there were going to be deliverance and things were going to happen. So when the storm came, he slept because he had advanced knowledge. Others panic because they didn't have advanced knowledge. So prophecy, what it does is to give you advanced knowledge, to tell you the outcome of your circumstances, that it doesn't matter how much hell breaks loose. That what God has said, if you hold on to it,
yes,
if you fight with it,
yes,
if you stand with it, the outcome is that you will be victorious, no matter how bad it is.
Glory, glory, glory.
Now, if you don't contend with the prophetic word, all hell breaks loose because now Satan has inside information,
yes,
about where you're going.
Yes.
And so he will do everything to stop that prophecy from coming into pass. Now, it's not because God lied, but it's because you were not a student of prophecy. Prophecy is not something you joke with. When a prophecy comes, you got to pray like never before. You got to fast like never before. And you got to be careful who you tell your prophecy.
Our time's gone, but listen, I remember the Bible saying, when I think it was Paul speaking to Timothy,
mm-hmm,
he's
my son Timothy.
He said, I know your background, I know your parents, I know, and he says, wage a war.
This charge I give unto you, wage a good warfare through the prophecy.
Could you speak,
which has come before?
Speak in the camera, our time's gone. Talk to someone out there, minister to them.
Let me say this to you. He cannot lie.
My
every word God has spoken about you, he said, before you were a clot of blood in your mother's womb, I knew you. And he said, I called you and I ordained you in mama's womb to become a prophet. So the word of the Lord concerning you is sure. But you understand this, you got to contend for that prophecy. The battle over your life is not about you. It's the battle over your kids is not about them. It's about the prophetic word. It's about God's original intent for their lives and what they will become and what you are going to become. And you got to put up a fight in the name of Jesus and call that prophetic word out of eternity into time. And it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Don't give up on your prophecy. If you give up on your prophecy and you don't fight for your prophecy, you have nothing to live for, because that prophecy is the reason for which you were born and is the reason for your being.
Yes.
I dare you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, rise up now, take the battles of war, fight for that prophecy, and it shall come to pass. This book is powerful.
Listen, you need to go out and get his book, Praying Through the Promises of God. I can guarantee it's awesome, and he's got a CD out there, Winter Prayer Watch. You need to get it. Bishop, I want you to do something else. I know we ran out of time. You're a man of prayer. I want you to pray. Pray to the nations of the world. Things need to be stopped. Things need to be broken.
Eno Mosaka.
Yes, God.
Heavenly Father.
Yes, God.
Right now.
Yes.
We come up to the throne room.
Jesus.
And we pray. Not from the earth, but from the throne room perspective. Looking down to the nations of the earth. And demanding the move.
Yes.
And the stirrings of the Spirit of God.
Yes, God.
We stir and command the four winds of the earth to blow across the nations, to blow over the cities,
yes,
to blow over our community.
Yes, God.
And we decree tonight,
yes,
a divine onslaught.
No.
A divine onslaught against the powers of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we stop the voice of the accuser.
Yes.
We silence the voice of the enemy by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, God.
We pray for the prophets. We pray for the release of apostles. We pray for the healing of the evangelists. We pray for the healing of churches. In the name of Jesus, we ask for the wind of God and a revival, a move of God like never before. And now, Lord, we call for the release of end-time anointings, end-time mantles, end-time reserve power, end-time reserve anointings for the end-time commissions, end-time moves, and end-time harvest. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For TBN, for Jane, oh God, and Paul Christ.
Yes.
Bless them, Lord, and their children and grandchildren in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know, I feel tonight that there's a wave of the anointing that has just hit this studio. Somebody is getting a breakthrough now. Praise him out of your mouth. Glory to God.
Kenton Jones is coming, but I just feel there needs to be a release of a praise. And listen to me. Whilst you're praising him, this praise is not just going to reach here, but it's about to reach the nations of the world. You're about to set people free. People are about to be delivered. Open your mouth. Praise him.
Right where you are, there is a miracle taking place. Cancer,
yes,
we destroy,
yes,
you.
Healing right now.
Blood pressure, we command you to come down.
In the name of Jesus.
That woman that is watching, get out of your bed.
That's right.
Healing has just hit you. Arthritis has just been destroyed.
In the name of Jesus.
Because we feel the anointing in here right now. And as you hear the voice of God, God says, arise. Somebody holler, arise.
Arise.
Now praise him for deliverance.
I gotta move on.
But he come now, y'all. Stop.
Glory, 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 glory. The word of the Lord is true. The word of the Lord is true. Bishop, Archbishop prayed. And if you believe God right now, and if you received a miracle, please, let me tell you, there's something about testifying. Get on the phone now.
Yes.
Let the testimony be heard. Because that power, witchcraft, just got destroyed.
In the name of Jesus.
Generational curses just got broken.
In the name of Jesus, right now.
Hallelujah. Your miracle has happened right now. Somebody clap your hands and give God praise. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Brother Kenton Jones is coming back. First of all, God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Stay anointed.
Amen. I will.
Stay in that level of prayer.
I promise.
The body of Christ needs you.
I promise.
Somebody give God praise again. Kenton Jones is coming. Coming to bless you with password. Give God praise as he come again. Hallelujah.
A lot of folk that's under witchcraft and don't even know it. But I'm here to tell you, folks, if you listen to me over radio, and the devil's been fixing you now, it's worse when you're dubbed in it. When you've been dubbing in witchcraft. When you're dubbing in the powers of darkness. And all bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, and messed up. And then looking, wonder why folks are doing you that way. But I'm speaking of you that don't have nothing to do with that mess. But somebody is sending forces. Somebody is sending power. Somebody is sending demonic forces in your direction, trying to confuse you, trying to make you upset, keeping you from sleeping, disturbing you. God told me to tell you, there's power in the name of Jesus. His name can break the powers of witchcraft, voodooism, witch doctors, warlocks, soothsayers, occults. His power can break it and curse the forces of the enemy. And I'm here to tell you, don't be afraid. Let them sprinkle the goofy dust. Let them get John the Conqueror. Let them go and get a man. Talking about I went to Louisiana and I done picked up. Thank God some weeds. I done picked up a leaf. I done picked up a branch. Honey, you can go to Louisiana and pick up a tree and come back here. You can't do a thing with me. Greater he that is in me. I curse your power. You witch. You witch. I curse your power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I bind you. I'm not asking you. I'm commanding you. Hold your peace. Shut up. Get out of here. In Jesus' name. I told you I done gone crazy. Hey! When you're saved, when you're sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, they try to fix you. Hey, Elvis Presley told you what to do. They sending me stuff. They sent me a dollar bill and burned it. Called it a burnt offering. They've sent me some stuff, some candles. They've sent me John the Conqueror. They've sent me some incense. They've sent me. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what to do. Elvis Presley told you that before he died. Return to sender. Devil, I'm giving you back your mess. I'm giving it back to you. Return to sender. I'm not afraid, but I'm giving it back to you. Because God said, what you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Today, if you can believe God, I loose you in the name of Jesus from witchcraft. I loose you in the name of Jesus from the powers of darkness. Yeah. Father in heaven, I thank you for the message. And through the preaching of the gospel, Samaria was brought to her knees. Unclean spirits came leaping. The people were bewitched by a sorcerer. And Jesus, there's some powers that need to be broken. That hold is too strong on certain individuals' lives. And in the name of Jesus, I come against strongholds. In the name of Jesus, devil, I curse your power. I renounce you. I come against unclean spirits. I curse your power in the name that is above every name. Oh, devil, you going. You going. I command you, get out of here in Jesus' name. You turn God's property loose. The blood is over this place. The blood is at this altar. The conquering blood of the Son of God denounce you in Jesus' name. And I command these weird forces. I command these weird dreams. I command it at every Beosha. I command these weird moves to be broken. Jesus' name. I command every spell that the devil has tried to cast to be broken. Devil, in the name of Jesus, I break your spell by the power of the spoken word and the authority that is invested in me. I break this spell in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. His name is too powerful for you to stand under. I put the blood on every home that's represented here. Devil, the blood is over the door. You heard what I said. The devil, the blood is over the door. Loose your hold. He called over Behosha. How? Command you with your stuff, with your goofy dust. Command you with your slick oil, with your Cleopatra oil, with your come to me oil, with your Jinkish oil, with your John the Conqueror. I curse, my God, your candles and your BBO shop burners and your incense boilers. I rebuke you. And I come against every stronghold, everything that's in every house here that don't represent you, that represent any old God, whether it's a God on the other side of the world. God, make us conscious of it, that we can get it out of our house, that our house can be a house of prayer, that it can be a house of visitation. My God, a quiet and peaceful life. I curse strongholds in every home that's represented here. And I curse everyone that would be trying to send stuff. Amen. God, return it to sender. Return it to sender. Turn it back to them. Let the yoke be broken. Let the power of the wicked one be broken. In Jesus' name, every stronghold, I command it to be broken. Devil, I'm not asking you. You heard what I said. I stand against you. You lying deceiver. You snake in the grass. You enemy of righteousness. The blood. The blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the conquering blood of the Son of God is against you. I break the hold. I renounce depression. We renounce depression. We renounce strongholds. We renounce witchcraft. We renounce the powers of darkness. We renounce the mediums, the occult. We denounce every god that may be in the attic, in the trunk, that we don't know about. Lead us to it, that we can get rid of it for your glory. Don't let the devil have nothing to work on. I renounce spirits in my children, in my Jesus' name, Satan, I command you, leave my house, leave my bedroom, leave my marriage, in Jesus' name, leave my family. The blood is over the door. The blood is over my soul. The blood is over my house. I renounce you in Jesus' name. Now set yourself free and go to praising God.
Glória de Deus está nesse lugar.
Now wherever you are standing, if you can receive it, just in the glory of God.
Aqueles que conseguem receber. Glória nesse lugar, amado. O poder de Deus está nesse lugar.
So much glory in this building.
Tem tanta a glória de Deus está tremendo
so
nesse lugar.
Glory in this
tanta a glória de Deus nesse lugar.
Take it. Come on. Take it.
It's in us begging, begging.
The glory of God is upon you.
Our gloria de Dios está sobre vocês. Vamos, begging. Recebam.
Rebabo Sanda Laboha. The devil is in trouble. Rebabo Sanda Lababo. Harababo Sete Reba. We all see now Iras. We are a Kaipa Iras. We are a Kaipa Iras. Mwea wakai pawa iras. Dinopora, dinopora. Dinopora, dinopora. Regeza promotion yangu. Regeza stand yangu. Ayayayayayayay. Regeza nyika yangu. Regeza gutarango. Reka karabasata. My God. Korababo sandarababo. Girere borida rabasa. Oh. Yeah, yeah. It's happening now. It's happening now. I can see you there. I can see you are getting there. Doors are opening now. I can see doors opening now. I can see doors opening now. Walls are breaking down. Jura walls are trembling down. Kerarako sapaha. Borders are being removed right now. Kirara sotorobosa. My. Oh. Jesus.
Yeah.
no baggage, carry no weight on your mind. Since life's been so hard to you lately, I took time to write this rhyme and restore your faith. First off, there's no place for all the moaning and the groaning. You groan, poke out your chest and don't seem weak to the opponent. Then you start to notice more doors opening and closing. Delivery is right around the corner. Keep your head to the sky, that'll keep your steps in order. Step lively, cause you don't have to tiptoe to walk on water. Don't let the devil bite you in the corner, let your mind travel abroad. Get your passport ordered. Let your legs get stronger, improve as you get older. March like a soldier, walk with a purpose, and make sure all the walking you're doing is worth it. Cause I'm
salute for the one that you died. Hands up, salute for the one that you died. Hands up, salute. Ebona tumini jo
Thank you all for tuning in today. Today was definitely an ongoing blaze. Yes, we thank God for the fire falling. We thank God for every song that was heard, all of our ministers. We thank God for the powerful word that went forth. And I'm telling you, we just thank God. You can keep on listening to that link. The program is not going to be erased. Share it. And we thank God for all of you that have tuned in on today. And I'm telling you, I'm not sure if we're going to be on tonight. If we do, you will know because links will be posted. If not, tune in on tomorrow, same time. We will be on rocking and rolling on the airwaves. We thank you all for listening in. Once again, have a great day. And always remember and know that God loves you and that the angel of melody loves you too. And here we are ending this off with joyous celebration. God bless you.
Kayeso wa mahala na wakushaba ulhava wine. Kayeso wa mahala na wakushaba ulhava wine. Kayeso wa mahala na wakushaba ulhava wine.